So we see card descend about VOA in Debele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalambulela uhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza Washington DC.
Namukela ku Studio 7 ngolwesithathu mhlaka 20 kuzibandlela 2021 ngontungamili nkomo. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Ibiyindoda elifikile, indoda njalo lesithunzi esebenze nzima kakhulu ngesikhathi kukhutshwa umgadi. Kube kanti ke yena vele kwezo lesebenzele ilizwe lenelo kube nesibindi sona sokuthi abizele khonokho ukuthi umgadi kame eceleni.
Umphathintambo obebona ngobudlelwano beZimbabwe lamanye amazwe, umnumzana Sibusiso Moyo, ubhubhe namuhla ngemva kokukhulelwa ngomkhuhlane we-COVID-19.
I, Joseph Robinette Biden Jr., do solemnly swear
that I will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States and will, to the best of my ability, preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States.
Umnumzana Joe Biden ugcotshwe namuhla ukuba ngumongameli weMelika omutsha. Kubhubhe abantu abangamatshumi amahlanu lambili 52 ngomkhuhlane we-COVID-19 kuleli izolo, njalo kwatholakala abangamakhulu phose ayisishiyangalombili 783 belo mkhuhlane lo. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Umphathintambo obona ngobudlelwano beZimbabwe lamanye amazwe, umnumzana Sibusiso Moyo kasekho. Uhulumende uthi uMoyo ubhubhe namuhla ekuseni ngemva kokukhulelwa ngomkhuhlane we-COVID-19. Ubathabile Masuku uyalandisa.
Moyo, uLieutenant General Sibusiso Moyo, wayekubutho njalo wathola udumo ngesikhathi sokukhitshwa embusweni kukaMoyo owayengumongameli uRobert Mugabe ngomnyaka ka-2017, enguye owazisa uZulu ukuthi ibutho lase lithethe intambo zombuso ukuze kulungisiswe okwasekonakele elizweni. Owayelilunga ledale lephalamende kuSenate emele iCholocho, umnumzana Believe Gawule, uncoma imisebenzi kaMoyo.
USibusiso uyenze umsebenzi omkhulu kakhulu, ikakhulu likhangele phela ukukhulula ilizwe akwenzayo lesikhathi asebenze khona esesibuthweni, waqansa waze wafika lapha ezingeni eliphezulu kwezombutho. Siyananzelela ukuthi lo msebenzi awenzayo wokuletha phela i-EU dispensation nalesi kiyo engu-Foreign Affairs Minister, ubambe kahle kuhle kakhulu umsebenzi kohulumende lapha azame khona ngazo zonke indlela ukusebenza exhumanisa kuhle ilizwe leZimbabwe lamanye amazwe. Uzamile kakhulu ukuthi aveze ubuso obungcono beZimbabwe ngokuengeja amanye amazwe.
Elinye njalo ilunga lebandla lezwana uPF kobulawayo, umnumzana Malakha Inkomo, usekela lokhu.
Lo iZimbabwe ilahlekelwe liqhawe eliqiniso, iqhawe elingasilo ukuthi uyazenzisa, kodwa iqhawe esibone ngemsebenzi kusukela empini kuze kube isikhathi esingena ku-Second Republic, ukuthi ngumuntu osebenze ngendlela enhle kakhulu ukuthi abantu beZimbabwe namhlanje sikhona, sizikholisela, sibusa singaphansi kukababa u-Idi Mnangagwa. Ube ngomunye wabantu abazinikeleyo ukuthi lo beyiqunywa ngami akhulume iqiniso elikhona.
Omunye oncoma umsebenzi kaMoyo umnumzana Greta Sibanda, umgcini sihlalo wevuselela Restore umhlanhlandlela.
Ubaba uMoyo ibiyindoda elifikile, indoda njalo lesithunzi esebenze nzima kakhulu ngesikhathi kukhutshwa umgadi. Kube kanti ke yena vele uyevele esebenzele ilizwe leneli kube nesibindi sona sokuthi abizele khonokho ukuthi umgabe kame eceleni. kuyinto emangalisayo kakhulu umsebenzi awenzileyo. Usebenze kanzima njalo ekuhlanzeni isimo selizwe ebesikade sesinuka khahla phambili kwamanye amazwe. Kasawuqedanga nje wena umsebenzi wakhe.
Umnumzana Xolani Ngwenya, ilunga leMthwakazi Republic Party, uthi ukulahlekelwa isihlobo kubuhlungu, ethi kodwa isabelo seMathebeleland asizange siphathiswe ukuba kwakhe embusweni.
Sikhala labo bakomoyo ngokulahlekelwa ngomunye wabo kodwa thina ngapha ke eMathebeleland asikazange sibone ukuthi wasinceda ngani ngoba sathi sibona esengena esihlalweni la esephezulu khonale sasesithi uzasinceda ngapha kithi kodwa hhayi zange kufika uncedo lwakhona wayephila khona ngale.
Unkosikazi Sanele Donga, isakhamuzi sakoBulawayo, ukhala labakomoyo.
Eqinisweni mina umoyo uSB Moyo ngiqale ukuba mazi ngomnyaka ka-2017 ngesikhathi sekhulu. Phambili kwalokhu bengingamazi vele. Njalo ngesikhathi esengu-Foreign Affairs Minister mbona ngani wenze umsebenzi ofe elizweni lethu leZimbabwe. Lanxa ngapha eMandebeleni singazange sibone akwenzileyo okubambekayo. Mina mbona ngani maybe okuqakathekileyo yikuthi iziphathamandla kufanele zikhumbule ukuthuthukisa izigaba zazo ngesikhathi zisaphila.
Umoyo isiphathamandla sikahulumende esesithathu ukubulawa umkhuhlane we-COVID kulandela ukubhubha kwaye ngumphathintambo wezokulima umnumzana Parents Shiri kanye lomphathintambo wesabela seManicaland unkosikazi Ellen Gwaradzimba. ULieutenant Moyo uzalelwe eMnene Mission Hospital eMberengwa ngomnyaka ka-1960. Ube ngumntwana wesithathu phakathi kwemuli yabantwana abayisishiyagalombili njalo waphatheka empini yenkululeko kusukela ngomnyaka ka-1977 ngesikhathi efunda izinga lika-Form 3 eManama Secondary School. ULieutenant Moyo wangena empini yenkululeko ngakwele eBotswana elomza wakhe u-A. Marshall Elson Moyo. Uthe ephenduka ekhaya wavuselela imfundo yakhe wagcina ethole idegree lokudlelana lamanye amazwe ekolitshini le-University of Zimbabwe leZimbabwe Open University. Umoyo uthiye umkakhe unkosikazi Lois Mathanda Moyo ongumgcini sihlalo wekhomishini ebona yenkohlakalo eZimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission. Nyumele Studio 7 iboBulawayo, ngingubathabile Masuku.
Kusenjalo kubhubhe abantu abangamatshumi amahlanu lambili 52 ngomkhuhlane we-COVID-19 kuleli izolo njalo kwatholakala abangamakhulu phose ayisishiyangalombili 783 belomkhuhlane lo. Lokho kukhweze inani lasebebulewe yi-coronavirus selokhu ifike eZimbabwe laya kumakhulu ayisishiyangalombili alamatshumi amabili lanhlanu 825 asebefunyenwe belayo bona bakhwele baya kunkulungwane ezingamatshumi phose amathathu 28,675. Omunye wababanje lumkhuhlane isikhulumeli sebandla leMDC Alliance unkosazana Fazai Mayere. UMayere uthi ubanje lumkhuhlane kulandela ukuvalelwa kwakhe ejele leChikurupi ngemva kokubotshelwa icala lokuloba amanga ngosana okwakuthiwa lutshayo lipholisa lwafa. Kumbikwa wethu lenamuhla uMayere uthe uyakhwehlela njalo umzimba wakhe uyachisa. Usole indlela izibotshwa eziphathwa ngayo emajele esithi azilakho okokuzivikela kucoronavirus okufana lamasanitizer. Sixoxele umsekeli wakhe umnumzana Felix Magalela Mafaspanda.
Babemfake ejeli kulalaba abantu ababulawayo ngomkhuhlane lo. Sibona njenge-MDC lesizwe eZimbabwe kuluhlazo njalo kungumbhedo omkhulu ukuthi iZimbabwe singanigola ama-politicians lama-activists ibafake emajeli ukuthi babanjwe ngumkhuhlane khona bazasishiya lapha emhlabeni. Sibuhlungu sibamba umlomo wangaphansi simangala ukuthi kambe emajeli yikho lapho sokuhlinzelwa abantu bephila na. Thina sazi ukuthi isikhathi esiningi uma umuntu eku remand prison umsulwa kalacala ugqoka izigqoko zakhe udludlu okufunayo njalo kahlukumezwa uma yeru yasitshela ukuthi edesetshenziswa sokuthiwa kayehlakula emasimini yena engakathonisiswa njalo edehlala labantu izikiwi ezilamacala okubulala lokutshontshela amabhenki esithi kubamba inkunzi.
Kukhona elingakukhuthaza ngomumo osemajele lapha.
Amajeli alabantu abaningi, ijeli elifanele ukuthi igcine abantu abangu 20 igcine abantu abangu 100 is disproportionate. Ijeli elifanele ukuthi igcine abantu abangu 60 seligcine abantu abangu 300. Njalo akula ma sanitizer, akula ma mask ekungcolile kulentwala kule mosquito, akula ngisho lama toilets izinto nje okuthi khona kuyano kwathiwa uSmith izanu PF government ifike yaku inheritor. Sicela ukuthi emhlabeni jikelele kulomhlangano omkhulu okhangela ezamajeli ongaphansi kweUnited Nations, the African Union, kungabe bake babuye bazekhangela amajeli e-Afrika njengoba sisazi ukuthi umbuso ngamazolo. Khathesi balamajeli aza kugongoda abantu babagoli babafake emajeli bafe. Kusasa bayakhohlwa ukuthi umbuso ngamazolo labo bayabe sebebuswa ngabanye abantu.
Umnumzana Felix Magalela Mafaspanta ngomsekeli wesikhulumeli sebandla le-MDC Alliance sixoxela ekobulawayo. Kasenelisanga ukukhuluma labogatsha lwamajele. Umnumzana Joe Biden ugcotshiwe namuhla ukuba ngumongameli weMelika omutsha esigodlweni saleli lizwe eWashington DC.
Please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, Joseph Robinette Biden Jr., do solemnly swear.
I, Joseph Robinette Biden Jr., do solemnly swear
that I will faithfully execute.
Mina uJoseph R. Biden ngiyafunga ukuba ngizasebenza ngilandela iziqondiso zehhofisi kamongameli weMelika njalo ngivikele isisekelo sombuso welizwe leMelika.
Preserve, protect and defend.
Preserve, protect and defend
the Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
So help you God.
So help me God.
Congratulations, Mr. President.
UBiden ufungiswe ngumahluli omkhulu uJustice John Roberts. Umsekeli wakhe unkosikazi Kamala Harris ufungiswe nguJustice Sonia Sotomayor. UGibbs Dube weStudio 7 usipha lolu daba.
Ukufunga lokhu kutsho ukuthi uBiden usengumongameli wakweleMelika. UBiden nonkosikazi Harris bafunge ibutho leMelika lihlome laphelela phandle kwesakhiwo seCongress ukwenzela ukuvimba abalandeli bakaTrump ababethembise ukuthi bazahlasela ngosuku lolu besithi ukhetho lwebiwa ngabakubandla lamademocrats. Akulabufakazi obuveza lokhu. Umongameli Donald Trump, umkakhe unkosikazi Melania Trump nomndeni wonke basuke namuhla ekuseni eWhite House bedlula e-Andrews Air Base lapho bavalise khona uZulu.
This has been an incredible 4 years. We've accomplished so much together. I will always fight for you. I will be watching, I will be listening, and I will tell you that the future of this country has never been better. I wish the new administration great luck and great success.
Ikhuluma ngesikhathi esifanayo unkosikazi Melania Trump ubonge kakhulu abantu bonke bakweleMelika.
Thank you for your love and your support. You will be in my thoughts and prayers. God bless you all.
Engakasuki eWhite House wethule omunye umbiko wokwesula kwamacala abantu abedlula ikhulu lamathumi amahlanu 150 okuqala umculi uDwayne Michael Carter wazwa ngokuthi nguLil Wayne, lo mnumzana Steve Bannon okuthiwa weba imali yokwakha umduli wokuvimba abantu bokuza emngceleni wokwelemelika lele Mexico. Ngesikhathi uTrump evalelisa e-Andrews Air Base obekhokhela idale lesenethi yokubandla lama-Republicans, umnumzana Mitch McConnell lokhokhela abakubandla lama-Republicans edale le-House of Representatives, umnumzana Kevin McCarthy kade besenkonzweni lomnumzana Joseph Biden lonkosikazi Kamala Harris lemuli zabo eWashington DC. UMcConnell uthi uTrump wathuthuzela udlakela edala le-Congress mhlaka 6 Zibandlela lapho abalandeli bakhe abangena ngenkani bezama ukuvimba ukubalwa kwama-electoral votes.
The mob was fed lies. They were provoked by the president and other powerful people.
Umsekeli kaTrump umnumzana Sikhumbuzo Mlalazi ukhathazeke kakhulu ngokusuka kwaTrump esikhundleni.
Angazi ukuthi uyovila ngani, but khona kubonakala ibutho ligcwele ezitradeni. It's an embarrassment to any country. Ngabe kuthiwa kuseZimbabwe, abantwana beZimbabwe bethiwa yibo abakhoze mhlawumbe kuwine nobuthamisa bethu kusiba nebutho lingako. Ngabe i-America siyithumela nama-jet fighter khona.
Umnumzana Joseph Juma okubandla le-ZANU-P F uthi bekumele uTrump avume ukuba unqothiwe kukhetho nguBiden.
Ama institutions of democracy in America are probably still alive, and siyabonga uJoe Biden ukungena kwakhe, and I hope abantu abanjengo Trump bazafunda isifundo sona leso ukuthi hayi kwesikhathi funda ukuvuma ukuthi hayi sengidliwe uchinto njengakho lokho osokwenza uTrump ubana usenze wakhuzela konke lokho. So the more than 20,000 in National Guard, I'm about to collaborate into the military in Zagala in the smoothly. So, Konogo and Zagala Gonabo, I put our Isfundo, Esikuruga Kuruguda. Democracy doesn't come in a package, but democracy is very diverse, and the EIP now went down.
Abakum Kindo, Koba, Ubaitan, Bakokala, Abagiva, Kokela, Elizabeth America, Unuzana George Bush, Unuzana Bill Clinton, Labanye. Umsekeli kaTrump umnumzana Mike Pence laye usendaweni le. Kodwa uTrump ukufulathele konke lokhu wazihambela eFlorida. Kukhangelwe ukuthi uBiden uzasuka eCongress ayengena esikhundleni sikamongameli iWhite House namuhla. UBiden uthi uzimisele ukuguqula okuningi okwenziwa nguTrump ukuguqela ukuvimba abantu bokuza ukuba bangene kule Melika. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseMaryland nginguKip Stube.
Kusenjalo ingcwethi yesicubungula ezombusazwe eZimbabwe zithi ukungena embusweni kukamongameli Biden akusoze kuguqule isimo sobudlelwano bamazwe omabili, ikakhulu kudaba lwesijeziso zenotho ezafakelwa ezinye iziphathamandla zikahulumende weZANU-PF yiMelika. Umlondolozi Ndlovu usipha lolu daba.
Abantu abaningi eZimbabwe bathi kababoni ukudedelwana kombuso weMelika usuka ezandleni zikamnumzana Donald Trump wama-Republicans usiya kwezikamnumzana Joe Biden wama-Democrats kungaletha inguquko elizweni labo. Ingcwethi ecubulunga ezombusazwe umnumzana Shenza Ntungagwa uthi kunje le Melika libhekane nenhlupho eziningi okokuthi ningeke lazihlupha kangako ngokwenzakala eZimbabwe.
Okwakuqala amboni ikakhulu kusiba lokuntshintsha kumbeni esingathi i-foreign policy kusiza eZimbabwe, ngoba iningi lamazwe la ale notho sebezikhangela bona. Ngingamnika umzakeliso we-Britain yaphuma ku-Brexit. So ukubona kwami mina bele Melika sebezicabanga bona, ngabaseke ukutshona becabanga ukuthi iZimbabwe bengayinceda kumbeni bengasebenza layo. Lakho thina sikhona ku-group yamazwe lana ngelanotho. Ama iyamelika kayisoze lahlikelwe ma ingasebenzanga lathi. Okwakathesi amboni lokho kutshintsha.
Ubona ngobudlelwano namanye amazwe omhlaba ku-MTC Alliance, unkosazana Gladys Hlatshwayo uthi ibandla lakhe lifisela ihlandla uBiden.
The NDC congratulates President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris following their victory in
NDC City amhlophe kumongameli Biden nomsekeli wakhe uKamala Harris. Isikhathi esenzima kibo sikhangela lokho okwenzakale eCapitol, kodwa banceda zingazi zikahulumende weMelika eziqinisaka. Ibandla leZANU-PF sibone seliphambanisa ingatsha zethu zelizwe ezifana lezinye, sibona ukuba lenguquko kwele Melika kungabafundisa ukuba amazwe kumele aguqule
American institutions including the judiciary and the security.
Umkhokeleli ibandla liphikisayo ele Ideas Party for Democracy umnumzana Herbert Jamuka yena bona ngathi Biden angancedisa le Zimbabwe yena.
Why ndisithi kuqakathekile kuthi ukubekwa kuka Joe Biden. Number one, uJoe Biden ukubona kwami angumntu unenhliziyo elukhuni, like inhliziyo strong. UJoe Biden ungathi unenhliziyo yokusizela. Ngikhuluma manje, ngikhuluma nendaba yama sanctions afakelwa ilizwe laseZimbabwe. Sihlala sisizwa abakhokheli bezanu-PF, especially Robert Mugabe nobo president boMnangagwa na ama ministers akhe ukuthi iAmerica yasifakela ama sanctions namazwe ase Europe. But kwa manje sokuyisikathi sokuthi uMnangagwa noJoe Biden badibanise amakhanda bakhulumisane kakuhle, uMnangagwa azidobe azibeke phansi.
Kodwa umsekeli omqondisi wohlangothi lwabasha ebandleni lezanu-PF umnumzana Mabutho Moyo yena uthi kumele uBiden akhiphe izizo zomnotho eZimbabwe.
Hayi, thina njengamaZimbabweans asiphatheki kangako kumpumela yokhetho lwemelika. Kumbe kungena uTrump kumbe nguBiden. Nxa i-foreign policy phezu kwezile eZimbabwe ingazange itshintshe, kuyabe kulokhu kufana kithi. Kuyabe kulokhu kufana kithi ngoba siyananzelela ukuthi sokube lama-administration phose amathathu selokhu kwafakwa izidera, izijeziso lezi ezafakwa phecelezi ama-sanctions. Bangeno Obama ayizange itshintshe leyo foreign policy, ungenile uTrump ayizange itshintshe kube le amendment sekwa reinforce lawa ama-sanctions. So yitha ukhathalekile ukuthi kungene ubani. Thina esikufunayo ukuthi ama-sanctions asuswe.
UBiden ugcotshwe namhlanje ukuba ngumongameli wesimashumi mane lasithupha kwele Melika, 46th US President, phakathi womumo ufuthela nokukhulu kukazulu waleyo lizwe. Ngoba washiye leso sikhundla umnumzana Donald Trump engavumanga ukuthi unqotshwe kukhethwe esithi wacilwa, ngakho-ke akazange amenzele amhlophe uBiden njalo akazange abe khona emkhosini wokugcotshwa kwakhe. Ngimele i-27 ngiseHarare, ngumlondolozi Ndlovu.
Siloku sikudaba lunye, izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala kwele South Africa sezethule imibono etshiyeneyo ngokungena embusweni kukamongameli Biden. Ezinye zisithi kuzasiza iZimbabwe, kukanti ezinye zithi ngeke. UThuso Khumalo usipha lolu daba.
Iningi lezalwane zeZimbabwe zithi kukhulu ezikhangelele ukubona kuguquka ngobudlelwano beMelika leZimbabwe phansi kwamongameli Biden. Isikhulume sebandla le-The Patriotic Front umnumzana Mxolisi Ncube uthi ziningi isifiso alazo ngomongameli weMelika.
Isifiso engilazo kakhulu yikuthi amazwe amabili elase-America elase-Zimbabwe akhumisane umlotha, kube khona ukusizana ukuthi ubudlwangudlwangu obukhona kwele Zimbabwe, ukuwa komnotho okukhona kwele Zimbabwe, ukuhlukumezeka kwabantu okukhona eZimbabwe kunye lobugilimbane lokuhlupheka kwabantu lokufa kwabantu ngomkhuhlane we-COVID kuphele.
Kodwa kunobhala jikelele bandla leZimbabwe Communist Party umnumzana Ngqabutho Mabhena uthi lincane ithemba lokuthi kukhona okungenziwa uBiden.
Kasiboni kusiba lotshintsho ebudlelweni beZimbabwe lelizwe laseMelika. Lokho sikutsho ngokuba uhlupho lwaqala ngesikhathi kusaphethe ibandla lakhe elama-Democrats ngo-1998. Okungaba lutshintsho khona ukuthi mhlawumbe kungenzeka ukuthi-ke abe-civil society baqale ukuthi bathole izimali.
Ngokusekelwe umgcinihlalo webandla le-MDC Alliance kwele South Africa, umnumzana Trust Ndlovu.
Ngiyabona abantu abaningi sine sicabanga ukuthi uJoe Biden angahle aqambukele kwe-Afrika, kakhulukazi leZimbabwe. Kodwa-ke alelo iphupho nje. Khona into abangayenza nje ukuthi bazame ukufacilitate mhlawumbe indirectly ukuthi kuwe nenguquko esingathi ama-reforms. Kodwa akulona ilizwe abalixhakathekisayo kangaka.
Isikhulumeli sezanu-PF kwele South Africa umnumzana Kennedy Mandaza Uthi okumqoka uMongameli Biden angakwenzela eZimbabwe iwesula izijeziso zomnotho.
We appeal to him that he removes the sanctions and look closely at working with the Zimbabwean government, which have been so much.
Sicela asikhuphele izijeziso zomnotho njalo asebenzisane ngenhlonipho leZimbabwe.
So that we can work as one global village. So it is our hope that the sanctions will be lifted.
Umgcinisihlalo wenhlanganiso elwela amalungelo abesifazane eZimbokodo, uNkosazana Beatrice Mathuthu, laye uthi kukhulu abakukhangelele eMelika lo mongameli wayo omutsha.
Kuningi okwenziwa nguhulumende wakwelakithi okungekuhle esingafisi ukuthi iMelika ingenelele kukho ngesihle, izinto ezifana nokuhlukunyezwa kwamalungelo abantu. Njalo nxa sikhangele iZimbabwe kwenza kube kubi kakhulu ngama-sanctions unswinyo lolo lukhona eZimbabwe. Siyafisa sengathi uBiden nohulumende wakhe bangawasusa ama-sanctions. Sike sibone ukuthi ngemva kokususwa kwama-sanctions lawa iZimbabwe ilokwenza ngcono yini makusiya kwezokunotho.
Kodwa abanye bathi akasuki asithole isikhathi sokuzihlupha ngendaba zeZimbabwe njengoba kuzafuze aqede isikhathi elwisana lomkhuhlane we-coronavirus odla amahabulo eMelika. Abanye bathi uzaqeda isikhathi sonke ephatheke ngenhlelo zokuvuselela umnotho welizwe lakhe. Kwezamalungelo luntu lombuso ohlonipha intando kaZulu, bakhona bathi iMelika kayisoke ibe lezwi lokukhuza umkhubalo njengoba umnumzana Biden egcotshwe kugcwela amasotsha idolobho lonke ngoba kusesatshelwa udlakela lwabangahloniphi intando kaZulu. Melistudio 7 Johannesburg kwele South Africa inguThuso Khumalo.
Live talk lamhlanje uhlelo Diaspora Forum sikhangela ukugcotshwa kukamongameli weMelika omutsha umnumzana Joe Biden yena oseqale umsebenzi. Kwezemidlalo, umqeqeshi weqembu elimela eZimbabwe emidlalweni ye-African Nations Championships uthi bazimisele ukunqoba iqembu leBurkina Faso namuhla ntambama ukuze bathuthukise amathuba abo okudlulela kusigaba esilandelayo salumncintiswano. Kubika uJoseph Njanji.
Uloka ngoti kuzamile amafana bakhe bebophe ziqine ngoba iqembu leBurkina Faso kuliqembu eliqine okwamagama.
Burkina Faso, you see, a serious competitive team which can go to play AFCON, not just CHAN.
Iqembu leBurkina Faso liqine ukuthi lingadlala ngisho la kumncintiswano we-Africa Cup of Nations. Kuzamile sithole indlela yokuvimba ngasikhathi sinye, sithole indlela yokugadla phambili. Siyazi ukuba kumele sinqobe kodwa kumele sidlale ngokuhlakanipha okukhulu. Ngokwenza kuhle lokhu esikwenelisayo, sizame njalo ukuba ndizela lapho abangaqinanga khona. Iqiniso ukuthi asibonanga ndawo eziningi lapho iqembu leBurkina Faso kanye le mali angaqinanga khona, kodwa kasilandanga ozophelekezela amanye amaqembu lapha, njalo kuzamele sidlale uhle uze singayangisi.
Iqembu leZimbabwe lizabe lingela abadlali abahlanu ababalisa uRichard Achiro kanye loRonald Chitio bona abalimeleyo kanye labathathu abangizwa kuhle abathi uAndrew Mbeba, uThomas Chideu kanye loKeda Amini. Loba kunjalo ukapteni weqembu Ian Nekati uthi bona njengabadlali bazimise ukwephuka enkundleni belwela ukuba bathole yomithathu yemiklomelo.
Vakomana izvizvi vari vedi because ma opportunities aya anouya.
Amajaha azimisele, abanye bethu siyabonanzelela ukuba kungaba umncintiswano wethu wokugcina ukudlala ku simele ilizwe ngoba sesikhulile. Ngalokho ke leli lithuba elokuba sibonwe ngamaqembu aphetsheya. Ngokubona kwami ukudliwa esikwenziwe emdlalweni wokuqala kusivule amehlo, sesikwazi ukuba imidlalo yonke lapha inzima njalo ngendlela esisebenze ngayo silethemba elokuthola impumela enhle.
Iqembu leZimbabwe linqotshwe nge-1 kanyati iqembu leCameroon emdlalweni walo wokuqala wezibaya, ikanti leBurkina Faso lalo linqotshwe ngempumela efanayo ngelemali. Amaqembu amabili azaphutsha esendaweni ezimbili eziphezu kwengalane yiwo azadlulela kusigaba se-quarter final kumncintiswano we-CHAN. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngobulawayo, nginguJoseph Njanjini.
Ukuziphetha ezosuku sikhangele ebezihamba phambili. Umphathi ntambo obona ngobudlelwano beZimbabwe lamanye amazwe umnumzana Sibusiso Moyo kasekho. Umnumzana Joe Biden usegcotshiwe ukuba ngumongameli weMelika omutsha. Olivalelisayo Muntungameli Nkomo.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo-7:30 kusiya ku-8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweShona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.